guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. Thank you for joining me this week, and I'm so glad that you're here. In this week's video, I want to talk about confidence, and I want to give you some tips on how you can start creating more confidence in yourself and be the person that you know you can be, that you envision to be. So the first thing that is extremely powerful is visualizing who you want to be. So when you think of yourself in 5 years, in 10 years, if I said to you, let's imagine yourself at the place in life that you've always wanted to be and being the person that you've always, that you know you're capable of being and that you really want to be inside, someone who's self-loving and confident and can take on the world and et cetera, just someone that really embraces and loves life, right? So when you think of that person, I always say visualization is huge. And what I mean by this is really creating this kind of alter ego. So I mean, I know Beyonce does this. I think there's other people, I'm trying to think of who it is that does this as well, but basically what they do is when they go on stage, when they're performing, this alter ego comes out, and this is the person that's like uber confident, that like knows who they are, that can tackle the world. And so the more you visualize who this person is, and what you're trying to do is wake up every day and play this character, because what we are looking to do is to change our habits, to change our thinking, to change our programming. And in order to do that, we actually have to take action. So we can't just think that, you know, we're this amazing person. We also have to kind of back it up. But to start, let's visualize ourselves every day waking up and just being the person that you want to be. What I always tell people is, whatever it is that you're going through in life, every single day you get to wake up and you get to start fresh. And that's an exciting place to be, because, and that's a powerful place to be, because that means that you actually have control over your life. Huh, who would have thunk? So if you have control of your life every single day, then you need to wake up and be the person that you want to be. If you want to be confident, start being confident. Shoulders back, we're gonna talk with authority. We're gonna practice doing this stuff. The next thing that is super powerful when we're trying to increase our confidence and be the person that we truly want to be is affirmations. Now, if you are just starting this process, you have to accept that there is a ton of programming that is going on in your subconscious right now, and there are things that you are just used to doing that are programs. So negative self-talk is one of them. So when we look in the mirror, the things that we tell ourselves, that's just that negative programming, that negative tape that's been playing for perhaps years and years and years, or maybe even your whole life. And in order to change that and to start really believing the thoughts that you think, and this is something that a lot of people ask me, they say, you know, when I start doing affirmations, I'm not buying into it. I don't really believe what it is that I'm saying. And of course you're not going to, because you're just learning how to ride a bike and it doesn't feel comfortable and you don't feel secure and it feels like, I don't want to even say inauthentic, but it just doesn't feel good. Even though we're saying positive affirmations, it doesn't seem believable and we're not buying into it yet. And that is because this has not become part of who you are. So in order to believe something, you have to remind yourself and repeat it constantly until it just becomes a habit and you become a different version of yourself. So like I always say, in order for change to happen, in order for you to be the person you've always wanted to be, you have to take action. And that action at times is gonna be very easy and it's gonna be believable, and at other times, it may not be believable, but just continuing to do it and not giving up on yourself will eventually lead to the change happening and you becoming, or you being, the person that you've always wanted to be. Now with affirmations, when I talk about anything, affirmations are extremely powerful. The words that you say are, I can't even stress just how powerful your words are. So I always say, anytime you have a negative thought, it's about replacing those negative stories and learning how to do this. So the minute you are consciously aware that I'm saying something negative, whether I'm getting wrapped up in a fear story or a worry story or a stress thought, or whether I just told myself something really crappy, like, hey, maybe you look like crap today, or you're probably not gonna get that job because you're not smart enough, whatever it is, if you can consciously catch yourself in the midst of that thought or of that story, stopping it, recognizing, oh, look, here we go. I'm going down the rabbit hole of negative self-talk, and stopping that thought and immediately replacing the negative thought. This is really huge. So throughout the day, whenever you catch yourself being like, oh, I just told myself I'm not good enough. Okay. And replacing it with something that's positive. It might be an affirmation, and that affirmation might be your mantra, and it's the thing that you say over and over again. Maybe it's, I am a good person, I am loving, I am pretty, I am okay, I am smart, whatever it is. Or if it's a story that you're telling yourself, replacing the story with something positive that's going to keep you uplifted and in a good space. And again, you may not really buy into the story, but repeating it over and over again until that bully in your mind, that negative ego, that wounded self fades away, because it's saying, okay, I keep wanting to push this negative story on her and she's not buying it. She keeps repeating this affirmation. All right, I'm gonna go away and I'll bother her again in an hour. And then tackling that bully again in an hour. But it at least shows that wounded self, that ego, that like, hey, it's not working today. I'm gonna be on you throughout the entire day until you just start leaving me alone. And the more we do this, then it becomes believable. The other thing that really builds confidence is action. And the actions that you take have to be not just grand leaps in life, but really doing things every single day that kind of make you a little uncomfortable or possibly even scare you. That builds a ton of confidence. If you have ever done something, and for me, the first thing that always comes to mind is lives. I don't always love doing them because it's very awkward to be talking to thousands of people, hundreds of people, and you know, you're not getting anything back and you're just talking and talking. So it's almost like public speaking in a way. And so at times that has been something that very much has intimidated me and makes me uncomfortable. And so being able to push myself and do lives and talk in front of people and do public speaking, while it scared the heck out of me, after I was done doing it, it showed me, wow, I did that. And that builds confidence within ourselves. And again, it doesn't have to be huge leaps. Maybe it's small little things. Maybe just going to the movies by yourself. Maybe walking around the mall without any friends or distractions or a phone and just kind of being in public. Maybe that's something that kind of scares you at times. Maybe taking an exercise class all by yourself and not bringing a friend with you. Maybe that's something that you've really been intimidated by and didn't want to always do. And pushing yourself out of your comfort zone a little is what will build confidence. And it'll prove to yourself, look, I can take care of myself. Look, I can do this. The next thing is, and this is, you know, it sounds so simple, but when life happens, we don't often do this. Self-care. Taking care of yourself is so important. And it's important towards building confidence. It's important towards really loving yourself and just mentally taking care of yourself, emotionally, physically, whatever. Giving yourself time throughout the day to really care for yourself. And that could mean a ton of different things. That could mean I'm going to give myself time to go read a book. And this could be, I'm gonna really give myself time every single day to exercise. And that's something that most of us always say, there's not enough time in the day. I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time. But it could just be something as just going for a walk. It could be, you know, something as simple as taking a nap, right? Like maybe not pushing ourselves too much and saying, you know what? I need to sit on the couch for half an hour and close my eyes and just rest for a minute and do an affirmation or do a meditation, doing something that really is giving me self-care. Because remember, how you take care of yourself every single day, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever, that shows in your energy. So when I'm a person that's self-loving and I walk into a room and I have great energy, that's because I've taken care of myself. That means that I make sure I go to bed and I have a good night's rest. That means that I take time to do the affirmations, take time to do the meditation. I make myself a priority. I make myself a priority to say, hey, as much as I would love that chocolate cake right now, I'm gonna eat something that's gonna nourish my body and not just something where I'm indulging. And other times, maybe indulging is the thing that I wanna do and it is okay for me to do it. Having balance in life, right, is so important towards really mentally taking care of ourselves and emotionally. The last thing towards building real confidence in yourself is boundaries. And I cannot stress this enough. Boundaries are absolutely huge. So when we learn how to honor what it is that we need in every single moment, and something that's really good to start doing is asking yourself before you do something, before you say yes to someone, asking yourself, is this good for me? Should I be doing this right now? And of course, there are going to be situations and times where maybe we help out a friend and we don't want to because we're exhausted, but we love them and they really need the help. And so we give a little bit more to that relationship and to that friend. That's going to happen. But for the most part, you should always be asking yourself, is this good for me? Should I be doing this? Learning how to say no, learning and recognizing when I'm doing something because I'm trying to please someone else, or because I don't want to upset someone, or because I want someone to think that I'm a good person, because all of that is not coming from you. That's not you authentically giving. That's you giving to get something. And so that's actually a selfish way of being, even though what you're looking to get is possibly validation, a compliment, love, something that you're seeking, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons. So learning how to say no, learning how to set boundaries, learning how to tell someone what you think, how you feel, learning how to enforce boundaries with people when they tiptoe on trying to violate your boundaries, right? Which are your standards in life. That is huge towards self-love, right? And when we know how to do these things, this builds confidence that, hey, I can take care of myself in any situation because I know how to stand up for myself. I know how to verbally communicate. This also shows that I know how to take care of myself emotionally. This means that I'm not intimidated to talk to someone and to tell someone what I think and how I feel, that I'm not worried about how they're going to react because I understand their reaction is on them and they may not like what I have to say. And that's okay. That's something that they have to deal with and that has nothing to do with me. So this is all part of self-care. This is all part of self-love. And all of these different tips are going to help you to be the healthiest version of yourself, to be the person that you really want to be the person with a lot of confidence in yourself, that you can take care of yourself, that you are your own best friend. So thank you guys so much, and I will see you next week.